Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments. Join me as Pastor Joel Jones shares the beautiful message of salvation in today's message entitled, Sound the Alarm, for the alarm has sounded.
And so we started bombarding this lady with the goodness of Christ, so much so that her daughter came over and she said, this is my daughter. And I've been praying for her for a long time. And she said, I said, so you're saved? And I think she said, yes. But then she said, my daughter was in acting and she does music. And I said, I got something for you. I've got two tunes in my trunk of my car. And I said, let me get out and give you this music. I said, we used to sing R&B and I'm with the Screen Actors Guild. I said, and we opened up for Ashford and Simpson down in Monterey Blues Festival. We shared the same stage. And I said, but then the Lord grabbed me. And you know what he told me? I said, he told me that you'll only do gospel inspirational music from here on out. And he sent up some music and I want you to take this home with you. And her daughter said, oh, I did music too. She said, but I do classical. I said, well, he's got a spot for you. And so finally we were witnessing so hard that a mother said, I've been praying for her twice. I pray for her every day. The mother forgot all about how she looked or how she was just talking. You know, we were just having a good old time. And then you know what? The devil saw that and he saw the daughter and the daughter was remembering. And then she had to catch herself and she said, oh, but wait a minute. I don't believe like I used to believe. And I said, what do you mean? I said, what do you, huh?
She said, I've done that.
She said, I've done that, been there, done that. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I used to believe in the word, but now I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist now. She was backing up. Like, I'm an atheist now. I'm an atheist now. That was that devil. I said, no, you're not. I said, you just think you are. You think you're an atheist like that. And then she said, Mom, come on, Mom. Come on, Mom, let's go. And she started calling her poor mother. And her mother was like, because she felt the love of God. She heard the word of God. And the word was so powerful that, you know, that devil ran away and took her mother with her. And Annalisa said, we're not going to force you. She said, we're not going to force you. It's not our job to force you. The Holy Spirit will bring you. She said, he'll bring your daughter back. And we're going to continue to pray for you. You see, that's how fervent we got to be with the word of God. Everybody doesn't want to come. You know, the devil is taking people captive. That young lady who was getting the word and was feeling it and was looking at the CDs and saying, maybe, just maybe God will do this in me. And just maybe I left too soon. Or maybe somebody rubbed me wrong at that church. Somebody didn't give me the full word of God. And now I'm believing. But God must exist when these people come out of nowhere. And we can't even get out of our car because we're so close. And I know she knew that God was speaking. But the devil tried to just take those seeds right out and let her remain a prodigal daughter. But I know she felt the love of the Lord, and she's got a praying mother that's not going to let her go. But that's how we have to be about getting this word out, getting the word of God out to all people, whether they say they're an atheist or whatever else. God knows how to straighten people out. I don't care what your situation is. God knows how to straighten you out and get things done. So look at what the word says. Let's go in Romans chapter 5 and look at 18 and 19. Romans 5, verses 18 and 19
says, mm-hmm. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, mm-hmm. resulting in justification of life. Mm-hmm. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Now, this passage explains how mankind was plunged into sin by the first man, who was Adam, right? By Adam's disobedience to God, all mankind was then exposed to condemnation for all eternity. In other words, this scripture is saying that we as humans were dead in the water, right? We were dead in our trespasses. We were up the creek without a paddle, you might say, okay? But as I thought back to this that rebellious and lost young lady yesterday that we witnessed on Saturday, then Revelation 9, 20 and 21 came to mind, you know. And what it says in that scripture is, it says, but the rest of mankind who were not killed by the plagues did not repent of the works of their hands. You see that? It says that we should not worship demons and idols and of gold and silver, brass, stone, or wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. It said, and they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their theft. And what that means is that that's what Revelation is telling us. But today, of course, we're seeing plagues on top of plagues, aren't we? We're seeing a recent plague, mosquitoes that are killing people, aren't they? We're seeing that plague, right? We're seeing a flesh-eating disease that people are losing toes and limbs and lives off an organism. That to me is a plague, and they don't know how to solve it, and there's no cure for those things except to amputate and those types of things, right? We're seeing a widespread devastation, right, from the elements. Fires are being blown across the entire state of California right now, today, okay? People are afraid to come to leave and go on vacation. They're afraid to come out of their home. People don't even know how to sleep at night because the wind is blowing with gusts of 93 miles an hour, as if God is blowing a heated message right across the state to all the residences, saying the alarm has sounded. Sound the alarm, because the alarm has sounded. Can't you feel it? Don't you know that we're in the last days? And this is what Revelation and everything else is talking about. And it's especially interesting to note that it's California that's spearheading the charge against the word of God. California is spearheading the charge to shut down the gospel, even in God's houses. Is it any wonder that the fire is raging? Is it any wonder that God is blowing harder than we've ever seen in the history, in modern day history? Just as it said, you can compare this to Revelation 9, 20 and 21. But then along comes Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who in the flesh faithfully took our place. Faithfully took our place, died for our sins. And so now we're still offered through all of that. If you would turn, if we would turn from our wicked ways, then salvation would be afforded to mankind. Yes, yes. People don't know that. If we accept it, we need not face condemnation and judgment, eternal wrath. This is actually the promise of God, forgiveness of our sins. And that's why we have to get the word out. Pastor, take us to 2 Peter 3, chapter 9, please. Take us there for a minute.
2 Peter 3, chapter 9.
This is not rocket science. This is the word of God.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. See, that this word is saying the Lord is not slack in his promise, but he's long-suffering. He's got extreme patience, okay? He's got patience beyond measure. He's got patience that we don't have, amen? He's a forgiving God. Matter of fact, it affirms that the Lord our God is not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want any of us old rusty sinners to sin and go to hell. He doesn't. He doesn't want you to burn in your sin. He's a good God. But he wants all of us to come to repentance. Did you see what these fires are doing? Did you know fires are hopping over the freeway like hurdlers? Usain Bolt couldn't do better than that. They're hopping over the freeway and burning what they want to burn. It's as if they've been directed to burn certain things. A whole vineyard is spared, and it hops over the vineyard and burns the wine establishment to the ground. Leaves the house, leaves the vineyard, burn this establishment that they've idolized since the 1840s. Don't put your idols before God. Don't put your money before God. These things are happening. This is in the word of God. We're trying to figure it out, but we need to go to the Bible to figure it out. Psychologists can't figure this one out. The doctors can't figure this one out, okay? psychic readers didn't see this one coming. But the word of God tells you what's happening. If we will read it and if we'll follow him. So we, as Christ followers, we've got to put the word out. Amen. When we put the word out, maybe God will put the fire out. Okay. We need to put the word out. Okay. Amen. That's what we need to do. So matter of fact, this is all in the word. It doesn't, God doesn't want anyone to be left out. Titus 2:11 tells us that it is the grace of God that has appeared to all men, not some men, all men. The grace of God has come to all men. No one has an excuse then. The grace of God has appeared to all men. Do you know what that means? It means that every sinner, I'm telling you, cheater, liar, womanizer, adulterer, abuser, whatever the case may be, crooked politicians, God will give you redemption and a chance if we will turn away from sin and follow him. That's what this word is saying. Unfortunately, all will not come. But that's not our job as believers to make them come. But we are responsible for telling them all about the goodness of God. We're responsible for sounding the alarm. All right? God will still offer his free gift of salvation to you. God will allow you to repent and receive the eternal life with him. This is important. But like I said, who will bring the word? Now listen to this, because we're going to cut a little early today, but listen to this. Listen to what the word of God says in Ezekiel. Let's go there. Let's go to Ezekiel. Can't read the whole thing, but let's go to Ezekiel chapter 3 and read verses 17 to 19, Pastor.
Ezekiel chapter 3.
Son of man.
Verses 17 to 19 says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet, if you warn the wicked man, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul.
Amen. All right.
You have delivered your soul.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now, this is important here. You see, saints, sounding the alarm takes on a very serious tone once we see the true gravity of the weight or the weight that God has placed on us as his people. That's why this is such a powerful, powerful, and pertinent scripture. It's a right now scripture, okay? It says, Son of man, I've made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Huh? Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give them no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood is on your hands. We don't want that, do we? If you don't tell your family, if you don't tell your people, if you're straight and your friends are homosexual, and you don't tell them because you just want to hang out, if you're going to the club pretending that you're pulling people out, but they're pulling you in, and you don't tell them, and you bumping and grinding and everything else to the music, if you hopping in and out of bed talking about you about to save somebody and ain't never whispered nothing in her ear or his ear except sweet nothings, and God says, and you a saved, born-again believer, he says that blood is going to be required at your hands. This is important stuff. This is really important. It means that even when you don't feel like doing it, guess what? We've got to do it. Even when you don't feel like saying it, guess what? You've got to say it. Even if they don't want to see you coming again, just let them slam the door. But you still have to say it. That's what it says. You're not here for friendship. You're not here for a popularity contest. They didn't want to see Jesus coming either. But he kept on saying, he said, I must be about my Father's business. And now he's passed the torch to us. This is very important. This should spur each of us to reflect back on our walks in Christ just for a minute. And ask yourself, you can ask yourself silently, How many people have I really spoken to about coming to Christ? And how often have I done it? Have I given them a warning about their sin? How often have I shared the gospel with somebody who didn't know the Lord and given them a word and pointed them to Jesus? How many times? We need to think about these things. Talking to someone who doesn't know Christ, but obviously they need to know Christ. Amen? Amen? Now, these are very sobering questions, especially since we know that God is speaking this word. He's speaking this word to us in order that we follow through with the instructions that he's given us. These are commands. He doesn't suggest that we do it. This is the Great Commission. He said, I'm getting ready to leave, but I'm going to leave this with you. This is what you are to do. He's given this word to us. So we need to obey his commands for us to go and preach the word to, in all the nations, to every creature. We're seeing it. We're seeing the results of a world that strayed from Christ. We're seeing it right now. There's nowhere to run to. There's nowhere to hide. Where are you going to go? We're in California. It's burning. Where are you going? The East Coast? It's flooding. Where are you going? Down south? It's storming. Where are you going? Up north? It's freezing. Where are you going to go? Alaska is melting. Where are you going to go? You can't run from the Lord. I say we go to the Lord. I said, we go to Jesus and let him be your covering. As it says in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Huh? That's what he says. That's what we need to do. All right. And the world needs to know this. Politicians need to know this. People that are messing with global warming shouldn't, they got to know this. People that are racist are trying to do certain things and leave out other people. They need to know this. We all need to hunker down with the Lord and get this word of God in us, because that is our salvation. Hallelujah. Need to know this. We have to ask ourselves these questions. Amen. Pastor, take us to Isaiah 58:1. We're almost done. I'm gonna be, you all might get out early today.
Isaiah 58:1 says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. This, of course, is our memory verse. And you know, every time we come up with a sermon, the Lord just gives us a verse to concentrate on, to meditate on, the theme. And if you get enough of these in your system, then you've got enough of the word in you. So if you go somewhere and you don't have a Bible, the situation comes up, something's going to click if you're meditating on the word of God, all right? It's going to click. You may not know the address, but you'll know the scripture. And this scripture is saying, cry aloud and spare not. That means don't leave anything out, anybody out. Cry aloud, spare not, don't hesitate. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Okay, tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sin. This applies to us even today. All right. Times being what they are, the devil is working feverishly with his demonic forces to get Christians to shut up, to stifle you. Okay, they're coming up with all kinds of laws and bills and whatever else, wills and bills to come up to try to silence the mouth of God's people. That's what they're trying to do. And this is all of the devil. But this should serve as an eye opener to all who are true disciples of Christ. All right. It truly does speak to the fact that we are in the last days, my friends. We are in the last days. I can't express that any more fervently. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to take us to one last text of scripture, and then we're going to close out for today. Take us to Matthew 24, verses 4 to 14. Read that whole thing for us.
Matthew 24, verses 4 to 14 tells us, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Mm-hmm. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, mm-hmm. but the end is not yet.
Not yet.
For the nation will rise against nation,
nation against
and
nation.
Kingdom against kingdom.
Kingdom against
and
kingdom.
There will be famines. pestilence and earthquakes in various places.
All over the place.
And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Mm-hmm. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended. Many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many.
Growing like weeds. Go ahead.
And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Mm-hmm. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Come on.
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached. Now it will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. All right. I appreciate that. You read this scripture. We've seen all of this. I know you see it. You don't need 2020 vision to see this. Okay. Jesus is saying this. He says, take heed that no one deceive you. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. You're seeing that now. You're seeing many people deceived, okay? All kinds of different church services, people standing on the platform, popping out of nowhere because they got money, and people following them like that's the gospel. And I'm practically worshiping them like they're Christ. Read the word, okay? It says you're going to hear wars and rumors of war. One minute they're fighting, next minute they're stopped. Next minute we're pulling people out, next minute we're sending them back in. Look at what's going on. It says, but don't be troubled by it. This has got to happen. But not yet. The end is not there yet. He said, nation is going to rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. We just had a tornado somewhere in Dallas and in California. That was a funnel cloud just recently, right? Various places, diverse places. He said, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of sorrows, okay, that time. He said, now they're going to deliver you up to tribulation. We got pastors, street preachers being locked up for preaching the word. He says they'll kill you. They're doing that in other countries. Guess what? Coming to a country near you. Okay? Look at it. It's right here. He says, and then many will be offended. Okay? Many are offended by the word of God. They don't want you to preach the word because men love their darkness. And they didn't want that darkness to be seen because anybody that's in the light is seen and not hidden. But they don't want you to confront sexual immorality because men love their darkness. That's what the word says in John 3, 16 to 20. It tells you all about that. And we're seeing it right here in this scripture. He said, many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. Because lawlessness is so prevalent that people now stand up to your face and curse you out and tell you, I hate you. They'll stand up in your face and call you the N-word. They'll come up in your face and call you a derogatory name if you're white. All of this racism and bigotry is coming. It said because lawlessness is here and the love of many has waxed cold. All this thing, hate crimes and all these other things is going on. It said, but he who endures to the end will be saved.
Amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This is the confidence we have in Him. Praise God for endurance. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. And don't forget to tune in next week for another powerful message from Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is